Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world.
Hello, everyone. My name is Diego Alfonso, and I'm your host with the Florida Aviation Network, broadcasting at the Lakeland Linder Regional Airport in sunny Lakeland, Florida. I want you to know that this year, 2013, marks the 39th consecutive year of this fly-in expo, an air show all roll into one, which happens to be the number two event of its class in the world. And as you guess, I am your host, and my job here is to interview aviation personalities and aviation enthusiasts. And my next guest, which I was researching this last night, and I was very impressed about the work that this organization do, but I'm going to let him to give you all the ins and outs of the organization. His name is Mike Maurer. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Diego. It's good to be here. A beautiful sunny day here at SunFM.
I'll tell you, I was thinking just a little while ago, and when I was closing the previous show, and I was going to say, if you haven't been to SunFM ever, you don't know where you're missing. And if you have, and you're not here today, you've got to be hurting. So stop the hurt and come over, because it's really, really a beautiful day over here, and I cannot think of a better place to be than here.
That's right. It's a beautiful day today.
Mike, I'll tell you, I was really impressed when I was doing some research on JARS, the company. To tell you the truth, I've never heard of it before. And I thought that was just going to be an aviation-oriented type of company. And it blew my mind, because you fellows have a tremendous agenda. That is so diversified, not only aviation, and it's all in the name of trying to spread the word out there. And what I would like you to do now is tell me, first of all, what is your role in the organization?
Well, Diego, I am the director of the JARS Missions at the Airport program, which is a public relations function of JARS. So that's why I'm at Sun and Fun.
Right.
We go to air shows, but we also have our own program that we partner with churches and schools and conference centers and camps all over the country, all over the U.S., to introduce them to the work of JARS and the fact that there are a lot of things that they can be involved with to help support the work of Bible translation, because that's what we're about, is helping to spread the Word of God around the world in the heart languages of the people.
I see. And these translations of Bible, I imagine that it goes to every language, or?
Well, we're working on every language. There's almost 7,000 languages spoken in the world today. And out of those 7,000, only a little over 500 have the whole Bible in their language. And there's almost 2,000 languages that have no portion of the Bible.
Wow.
And we're working toward the
2,000.
Day. That's right. We're working towards the day when everyone will have the option to read the Word in their own language, so that God can speak to their heart as we believe He speaks to ours.
I learned something, because that's amazing. 2,000 different ways to communicate.
Yes.
My goodness, that's got to be something. Well, now, tell me, what was the origin of the organization? Why was it formed?
Well, in 1948, the founder of another organization, Wycliffe Bible Translators, formed JARS to provide transportation and communication support for missionaries working in remote parts of the world, primarily in the Amazon jungles of South America at that time. So JARS began as the Jungle Aviation and Radio Service, transportation and communication. Over the years, we've grown to provide other resources for the Bible translation movement around the world. Transportation, we do air, sea, and land. If you come to our exhibit here at Sun and Fun, you can talk to some of our maritime services representatives or our land transportation, but also in the world of IT and media production and just so many other things that are involved in the work of Bible translation are things that JARS provides the resources for.
Now, it's funny that I guess this originated in the jungle, since the name
That's
thereof
correct.
Implies
that's
that
right.
jungle.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, I come from the Caribbean, and I've seen the work, you know, that religious organizations do. And let me tell you, that is a commendable effort for everybody to take their time, their money, and their resources, you know, to go out into those areas and spread the word of God. Now, are you involved in aviation in any way? In other words, are you a pilot or?
I am a pilot. Okay. I served with as a pilot in the Philippines for almost 20 years.
Okay.
So my job there was to fly missionaries and others into remote areas of that country, take them supplies when they needed it. We did emergency flights that could be medical emergencies or security emergencies or whatever. We responded to national disasters. We did search and rescue. Just anything you could do with an airplane,
right.
We did. But we used specialized airplanes that can land and take off on short runways so that in those remote areas we could operate. We also use helicopters in some countries as well.
I'll tell you, I've seen some footage that... I will not even attempt to drive on the places that you guys land and take off.
Well, I have had passengers for going into a place for the first time says, we're going to land there?
Yeah.
And I say, yes, we are. Well, today I'm still flying, but I'm, as I said earlier, I'm involved in a public relations program with JARS. So I still fly around the country. I flew down here to Sun and Fun. I flew a short takeoff and landing demonstration yesterday in the air show.
Cool.
We'll fly again on Thursday and Friday.
Mike, it's unfortunate we have reached that point in the interview where we're going to have to say goodbye. It's been a pleasure interviewing you. God bless, and keep up the good work.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.